This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Today, the Supreme Court took on campaign finance reform, specifically free speech and so-called issue advertising. The ad in question is from 2004. Back then, a Wisconsin anti-abortion group tried to urge voters to contact the state's two U.S. senators.
And one of them, Russ Feingold, was running for re-election, and the ads were disallowed under a federal campaign finance law. That case has brought together some strange bedfellows. The ACLU and the National Rifle Association have both spoken against the ruling.
Dahlia Lithwick, legal analyst for Slate.com and a regular here at Day to Day, was at the court for today's arguments. Welcome back to the show, Dahlia.
Thanks, Alex.
Dahlia, can you explain the basics of the law that's before the court today?
Sure. This is just one small provision of the McCain-Feingold Campaign Reform Act. We like to call it BCRA. It was a provision that precludes corporations or labor unions from using their general funds to pay for certain types of ads, these issue ads, within 60 days of the federal election. And the question really is whether these are, quote, sham issue ads or real issue ads. That is to say, are these the kind of ads that purport to be about issue X, in this case abortion, or are they in fact subtle or not so subtle attacks on the candidates? That was what McCain-Feingold was trying to get rid of. The question is how well the legislation did that.
And this isn't the first time that the courts first heard this case. They heard it first 3 years ago. Is that right?
That's right. In 2003, a very different court with Justice O'Connor on the court found by a 5-4 majority that there was nothing wrong with this provision as what's called a facial matter. That means under all circumstances, it wasn't unconstitutional. They did leave the door open, though, for someone to come and say, okay, maybe it's not facially unconstitutional across the boards. It's unconstitutional as applied to me. I'm just a little grassroots organization trying to get the word out before an election. So Wisconsin Right to Life today says, hey, I'm that guy. It's unconstitutional as applied to me.
Sandra Day O'Connor, of course, no longer on the Supreme Court. She was replaced by Samuel Alito. Where does Alito stand on this?
Well, he was pretty quiet today. He's always quiet. That's no surprise. Most of the really tough questioning came from Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Antonin Scalia, who were very, very dubious about the constitutionality of this provision. But Alito, I think, did let on in several parts of the argument that he agreed with the Chief Justice and Scalia that he didn't have much patience for this law. He thought that the test that was being put forward, that it essentially tries to punch through the sort of four corners of these issue ads, the text of the ads, and get to the intent, what they really mean, how do viewers or listeners really respond to it, he thought that test was nonsensical.
And what would be the effect if the court strikes down the issue ads provision?
Well, that's really the question, and obviously it's going to depend on how narrowly the decision is drawn. There was some talk today of striking down the provision altogether, saying we were wrong in 2003. It's facially unconstitutional. I don't think the court's going to go there, but it did look as though the court had garnered at least 5 votes for the notion that at least in this circumstance, Wisconsin Right to Life had their constitutional rights encumbered. Not clear what the effect is, but certainly groups who are in support of campaign finance reform says that would create a loophole that you could effectively drive a truck through, and that if, in fact, the court says that the provision is unconstitutional in some circumstances, it's going to allow for a lot more money from corporations and unions to sort of flood the airwaves before election and to influence the outcomes of elections. And that was obviously exactly the thing that BCRA was trying to do away with.
Dahlia, today was the last day of arguments for the Supreme Court term, and I believe there was a death penalty decision. Will you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. These were a pair of cases that actually had to do with 3 different cases, all of which came out of Texas. One had to do with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and one had to do with the Texas highest court of appeals. And in both cases, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that when they tell the Texas high courts how to essentially instruct jurors in death penalty cases, the Texas courts have to follow through, that when the Supreme Court claims, as they've proclaimed on several times, this is how you do death penalty sentencing, this is how you treat mitigating factors. That's the law of the land, even in Texas.
Dahlia Lithwick of Slate.com, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.